guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, the one who recites durood upon me once, Allah ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I welcome my dear viewers to our silsila, our role models. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this beautiful silsila has such a beautiful theme that in every episode we speak regarding a shakhsiyat, a personality, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or perhaps a sahabi of Rasul Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We speak regarding their personality, we speak regarding their akhlaq, we speak regarding their biography, and try to seek madani pearls for ourselves to implement them in our life. That how they spent their lives, how they acted according to the sharia, how they acted according to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we can be able to practice upon their seerat. This is the sole purpose of having this episode on Madani Channel. So we should make intention, I should make intention, and all the viewers of Madani Channel should make intention that I will listen to this program and inshaAllah ta'ala, I will try to seek Madani flowers and implement them in my life. Because nowadays we are in search of a personality, a person to whom we can look up to, whom we can follow, whom we can take as our role model. While the true role models are those who lead us towards the piety, who lead us towards the direction of Allah, who lead us towards the direction of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They are our true role models. Those are not our role models who may take us towards sinning, who may take us away from the direction of deen, who may take us away from the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are in fact our enemies, our friends, our role models, our true heroes are those who take us towards the path of sharia, who take us towards the path of deen, and who take us towards the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we act upon the footsteps of such pious personalities of Islam, the awliya Allah, the friends, the chosen ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the blessed companions of Rasul Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, today we will speak regarding such a beautiful personality whose name we often hear, and especially when it comes to the narrations and the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we often hear this beautiful name of this beautiful companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are actually the first generation of the Muslims that lived with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of having iman. They received the message from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and transmitted it to the following generations until it reached to us. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. They were the best generation of this ummah and the most lucky people of this ummah. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, my sahaba are like the stars. Amongst them, whomever you follow, you shall get the guidance. So amongst this beautiful sahaba, the lucky sahaba, was Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who has narrated so many ahadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He dedicated his life for the traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He spent so much time in the company of our beloved master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we will talk about Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a diligent jurist and the companion of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name is Abu Huraira, the master of authentic memories. The scholars differed concerning his name, that what was his exact name and his father's name. But the most correct opinion which the scholars agree upon is Abdul Rahman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam named him Abdullah and nicknamed him as Abu Huraira. And he was continued to be known as Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not a born Muslim. In fact, he became a Muslim on the individual efforts of certain Sahaba ikram. And he was blessed with the treasure of Iman. And after he became a Muslim, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu was honored by the mulaqat, by meeting the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He met the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he made didar of the beautiful face. He saw the beautiful face of our beloved master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu stayed in the masjid with other Ashab al-Sufa. He spent his time with them. And he was single at that moment. He did not have children, he did not have a wife. And he was along with his mother, while the mother at that time had not yet accepted Islam. And he was very worried about that. Why? Because the mother did not bring Iman. The mother was not yet a Muslim. He would often speak to the mother, but the mother would always deny. The mother would always refuse. Once heartbroken, he went to the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He came in the court of Aqaidu Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him the whole situation, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have brought Iman. I keep telling my mother to become a Muslim, but she does not accept Islam. She does not become a Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made dua for the mother of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu went back home, as he went to the house, the mother opened the door. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu went inside. There was a delay in opening the door. When Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the beloved mother that what made you late? Why did you come late? So the mother of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala has bestowed me with the ability of cleansing my heart. I have cleaned myself from all the impurities and I have accepted the deen of Islam. And then Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, now delighted. First he went to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was sad. He was extremely worried. But this time, he's delighted. He's joyful. He's very happy. And he goes to the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and informs him that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my mother is bestowed with the treasure of Iman and she has also become a Muslim. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu accompanied the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for many years. He loved the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam so much and he loved his company. He was never tired of looking at the beloved face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would always look at the blessed and beautiful face of our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had such affection, was so glooming, was so luminous, that Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu would always look at the beloved face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Often he would praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his good fortune that he is blessed the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He would say, praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has guided Abu Huraira to Islam. Praise be to Allah ta'ala who taught Abu Huraira the Quran. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has bestowed on Abu Huraira the companionship of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu would love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. He would seek the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. He would spend time with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would learn from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And here we should also take this point, that we should also love the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam like how the Sahaba ikram did. Of course, we cannot develop that feeling in our heart like the Sahaba ikram had, but we can act upon their footsteps and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability that we are able to act upon the footsteps of Sahaba ikram. Because the main reason of success behind the Sahaba ikram is the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They would blindly love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would try to imitate the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in whatever way it was possible. There is a very beautiful narration. Amir al-Sunnah, Ramat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, has quoted this in the book Laws of Salah. A very beautiful narration of Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that once Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was along with his companions. He was at a certain place and he told his companions to bring water for wuzu. As the water of wuzu came, he performed wudu and then smiled and then asked his companions that, do you know the reason why I smile? The companions asked, Ya Sayyidi, please tell us, what is the reason? Why did you smile? So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once made wudu at the very same place. And after making wudu, he also smiled and he also asked his companions that, do you know the reason why I smiled? Then Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mentioning the reason himself, he said that when a person washes his face in wudu, the sins of his face are washed away. When he washes his hands in wudu, the sins of his hands are washed away. When he wipes his head, the sins of his head are washed away. When he washes his feet, the sins of his feet are washed away. So this is the barakat of making wudu. However, the main moral of this waqia, which we will take, is that they would imitate the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in each and every way possible. Like one sahabi, he was riding a horse, and when he was riding underneath a tree, he bowed down a little bit. He bent down a little bit. The people asked him later on, that, Ya Sayyidi, why did you do this? There wasn't any obstacle, there wasn't any reason for you to bend down. So the sahabi said, once Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was riding from the very same place, and in those days, there would be a branch sticking out from the tree, because of which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bent a little. So I acted upon the very same sunnah of our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the reason is, no matter what the situation is, the sahaba of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would try to act upon the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We should also develop this habit that whenever possible, whatever the situation may be, but we should always make our mind that I should never ever leave the method which my beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has given to me. Because that's the main moral of life. That's the main method and module of life. If we follow that, then inshallah ta'ala, we are successful in this world and in the hereafter. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed with the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would always imitate the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. On reaching Madinatul Munawwara, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu set his heart on attaining knowledge of deen. Hazrat Zaid bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the notable companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported, while Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu and I and another friend of mine were in the masjid praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam appeared. He came towards us and sat among us. We became silent and he said, carry on with whatever you are doing. So my friend and I made a supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu did, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to say Ameen on our duas. Then Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu made a dua saying, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask you for what my two companions have asked, and I ask you for knowledge which will not be forgotten. Look at the mindset of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, always striving to learn more and more. Always striving for ilm-e-deen. And this ilm-e-deen is such a thing which may finish all the bad things from our society, all the fighting from our society, all the misunderstandings from our society. Because this ilm is nur, the knowledge is light. So of course, when there is knowledge and light in a person's heart, so the darkness of violence, the darkness of fighting will not overpower a person's heart. So we should also try and make the mind of our children, our friends, our brothers, our sisters, and ourselves too, that we strive in the path of deen, and we work hard to attain the knowledge of Islam, to attain the knowledge of deen, because this knowledge of deen will grant us success in this world and the hereafter, inshaAllah ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the course of searching for knowledge, suffered much hardships and difficulties. He was often hungry and destitute. He said about himself, when I was afflicted with severe hunger, I would go to a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask him about an ayah of the Quran and stayed with him learning it so that he would take me with him to his house and give me food. This is how Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu spent so many days. He would go to the houses of his friends, the other Sahaba ikram. They would learn the Holy Quran, they would learn the Ahadith, and meanwhile also have food. This is how Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu also satisfied his hunger. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu went through so much of hardships. Nowadays it is so simple for us to get Al-Madin. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami provides Al-Madin. Dawat-e-Islami is trying to educate the Ummah on such platforms which has become very easy for us. Alhamdulillah, there are Madarisul Madina, there are Darul Madina, there are Jamiatul Madina, where your children may learn, where we may learn. We may go to Jamiatul Madina and try to become Alim-e-Din, try to become a practicing person who acts upon the Sharia and Deen of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this we have to do. We have to put in the effort. Other than that, Dawat-e-Islami also presents online courses, so many online courses, so many things available for us. Visit Dawat-e-Islami, www.dawateislami.net, and you will see what services Dawat-e-Islami is providing on the online platform, on the social media platform, on the media platform. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. So it is much easier for us to get Al-Madin, and yet we tend to be so lazy. Let's try to remove these whispers of shaitan from our minds, from our hearts, and try to strive in the path of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and be able to successfully come on the direction of Sahaba-e-Karam, which is undoubtedly on the direction towards Jannah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with his intelligent memory, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu set out to memorize in the 4 years that he spent with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the germs of wisdom that emanated from his lips. He realized that he had a great gift and he set about to use it to the full in the service of Islam. He had free time at his disposal. Unlike many of the Muhajireen, he did not busy himself in the marketplaces with buying and selling. Unlike many of the Ansar, he had no land cultivation. He stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina and went with him on journeys and places in order to invite people towards the right path. Many companions get amazed at the number of ahadith he had memorized and often questioned him on when he had heard a certain hadith and under what situation he had heard that certain hadith. Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "I don't doubt that Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam what we did not hear. He was one of the best interpreters of among the companions." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "I memorized at the hands of the Prophet two traditions. I released one of them and concealed the other. If I release it, my throat might be cut off." Once someone wanted to test his power of memory, he set out with him in one room and behind the curtain he placed a scribe, unknown to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was asking Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu regarding different ahadith. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu was mentioning it to him. And behind the curtain, he was noting all what he was saying. He was writing everything. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say something, he would write it. Again, he would mention a hadith, that person would write it. And he saved all that by him. And the following year, he called Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu again by him. And again, behind the curtain he was sitting. And Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting on the other side. And he was testing Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was checking on that whatever he said last year, is it the very same? And to his astonishment, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu wasn't even an inch here and there. He was as accurate as the previous year. He had such a sharp memory. And this was all the barakat of the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We can also get the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. But for that, we need to work hard here. We need to get on the footsteps of the Sahaba-e-Kiram. These are our true role models whom we should look up to, not others who may lead us towards the direction of Jahannam. These are the people who would lead us towards the direction of Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the sadaqah from the biography, from the love which Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu had for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May we also get some blessings from the biography of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we act upon the seerats of such sahaba-e-kiram and such awliya Allah. آمين. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم، صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Oh Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, guide us with